Soul correction, take the peacock. Soul correction, take the peacock, for example. In this article, I create a new context for 2021, one that makes this year the real beginning of the thousand years of peace. How the peacock is like your soul correction. I have a few coaches and teachers. One of them has a group call every Saturday, and I went on that call. I wasn't in tune with this call. I'd just come off a connection call, peaceful and in reverie. This call was noisy, people talked over each other. I felt like getting off the call. Then the teacher asked me about a recent result I produced, so I spoke. I emphasized the more unusual things I did, and I felt the sentiments rise against me. I was making waves. I was saying things that were threatening this worldview of people on the call. Then my teacher interrupted me and started to teach people through my example, but what she said was in direct conflict with who I am and what I believe in. Even with what I did. I got, in that moment, that my teacher teaches people a worldview that is the one I attack on my blog, the one that makes people a slave and a cautious hesitator. Is that a new expression? Sounds like conscientious objector, doesn't it? Anyway, I got off the call, and I felt I needed to cut ties with my teacher, all the people there, cancel all my engagements with people who don't share the worldview I teach. I called a friend for coaching. I knew that when you feel a strong urge, the job to do is in cry, nothing doubt in cry, strong urges come from ego, I just could not see what and how. He had only a few minutes, so I shared, briefly, what happened, and then I said, it feels like I should not ever talk to anyone who doesn't share my worldview. Being with those in quad, people feels like eating poison. I blurted it out, and it gave me a clue to what's going on. I've heard once peacocks eat poisonous berries and they grow beautiful colorful plumes. Aren't peacocks beautiful? And regal. Maybe what's going on is I touched on what it feels like doing your soul correction, it felt like eating poisonous berries. To your ego acting against it feels like an affront. An attack. A poison. But eating the poison you must, if you want to help your soul in its correction. My soul correction is, forget thyself. And of course all I want to do, except with Source, is tell people what I think, what I want, what I think, what I. Got that. Exactly the opposite of what my soul wants. So it is time to eat the poisonous berries and grow beautiful plumes, my friend. I don't think this is personal to me. Your soul correction, what you need to do to correct it, must feel unnatural, a bad fit, not like you, etc. or it isn't your soul's correction. Bummer, eh? I personally think it is. After all, isn't being right so much better than being happy? My ego definitely thinks so. Thinking that it takes being wrong to do the soul's correction is like eating poison. Not any poison, soul correction poison. Now, let me ask the question that I feel you are asking, how come I don't have all the ego stuff handled at the vibrational frequency of 970? Should I not already have that handled? The answer will surprise you. Probably will make you leave this site, like it's a play. But here it is. The soul cannot actually succeed at its correction. The soul, the original vessel, was designed to be a pure receiver. And try hard as it may, you cannot make a true receiver by design into a true sharer. So it's an uncatchable ball. There is a Hungarian saying, you can't get bacon from a dog. For God's sake, it's a dog. And the soul is a vessel. So why do it then? Why do the soul correction? Because that's what the soul aspires to, that is the direction the horse is going. And remember, if you ride the horse in the opposite direction it's going, life starts to stink really bad. Also, because that is what makes life interesting. You engage with all your might in something that may or may not succeed. That is mighty. That is what the soul wants you to do. And it's fun, it's invigorating, and you will grow beautiful colorful plumage in the process, in the form of happiness, satisfaction, fulfillment, a sense of purpose. I think, that is counterintuitive enough for this year. Don't you think so? Oh, and don't forget, it fulfills on the soul's purpose. And the soul, the little tyrant, won't allow you to have fun, love yourself until you obey. We call that inner relationship between the two selves integrity. The one self that wants to be all it can be, and the other that just wants to do whatever. But not that. In the brand spanking new integrity workshop, I'll teach you everything I know that in the end results in the two selves hugging each other, each getting what they want, and you feel good about yourself and about your life. The inner war ceasing. You can have peace. The course starts on the last Saturday of March, and we'll go until we are done. Every last Saturday of the month. You'll pay monthly because I don't know how long it takes. You'll learn every month enough to become more, better and different, but the hugging of the selves I don't guarantee until the end of the course. Between sessions you need to practice, and practice a lot. I will create a protected area where you can post what you are doing and get support from me or your fellow travelers, so you can do the work every day. Without doing it, it won't get done. It is not a knowledge course, it is a skill course, and skills don't seek unless practiced. I am working on some valuable bonuses, bonuses that regularly sell for more than the course itself. Why? I want to bribe you to be in this new course. For me and for you. Read more about the Integrity Workshop. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/integrity.